I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.
Though I'm known as being a banjo player and a fiddle player and a dancer, I guess really I'm a frustrated closet librarian.
I love you so much, so much more than a touch, so much more than your touch and your looks. I love what I find when you show me your mind, expanded and nurtured by books.
Well, that's musician John Hartford, perhaps best known for writing the Glen Campbell hit Gentle on My Mind. But Hartford is an avid reader. All four walls of one room of his home outside of Nashville are lined floor to ceiling with his favorite books.
My two areas are books that concern the history of navigation on the Mississippi River system and books about the Mississippi River system.
And Hartford collects books on the history of the American banjo.
I've always been fascinated by the fact that so much information and so many wonderful things can be compressed in between two covers. When I was a kid, I used to go to the library a lot. I used to love libraries. But when I finally got to a point in my music business where I made enough money that I could afford a luxury, the first luxury that I entitled myself to was to be able to go to a bookstore and buy books that I wanted.
John Hartford's song, Imagination Fired by Books, is about his wife who shares his passion for the literary.
It's love of a kind that's perfected with time, enhanced by your touch and your looks, and goes on to your dreams and the beautiful scenes in your imagination fired by books.
It's more like an addiction. In fact, I have purposely tried at various times in my life to stay away from books so that I could get my mind into a more multi-level form of thinking, and finding out that I couldn't do it.
Musician John Hartford, who has a love affair with books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.